What's up, everybody? Welcome to the special edition of Straight Shooter with yours truly. As always, I'm usually coming at you every Wednesday night with my show on SiriusXM, POTUS Radio Channel 124, when it comes to non-sports matters, social commentary, politics, pop culture, entertainment, that kind of thing. But at least a couple of times a week, I try to be on my YouTube channel as well to bring you some of my thoughts in real time, either leading into or coming out of that show that I do on Wednesday nights for POTUS. And I think it's apropos for me to do just speak to you for a few minutes about what's on my mind at this particular moment in time, because you know what? This is what we are known, what is known as Super Bowl week, because the Super Bowl 60 in Santa Clara, California is scheduled to take place at Levi's Stadium. And it is going to be this Sunday night with the Seattle Seahawks going up against the New England Patriots for the Super Bowl championship. And unfortunately, rather than us focusing our attention on sports, we have to focus our attention at this particular moment in time on politics, because ICE is scheduled to be in attendance. At least that's the threat that they've been disseminating for quite some time, and it's gotten the attention of the mayor of Santa Clara, who is Lisa Gilmore, who spoke to the Rolling Stone magazine, gave an interview with them about her concerns about ICE. And what she said was, quote, "It's been months where there's been threats of them coming. Constant threats. I have not been privy to any information that they're actually coming. They don't tell our police department when they're coming, if they're coming at all." And she stopped there. Now, if you remember, according to this article here, they're talking about how the anxiety over ICE's presence at the event comes as the nation grapples with the fallout of two killings by federal immigration agents in Minneapolis. You know their names, Renee Good, 37-year-old mother of three. She was killed when she tried to drive away, and an ICE agent shot at her three times, but one time it went through the windshield and a bullet hit her in the head, and it killed her. Another time it involved a 37-year-old nurse, VA nurse, by the name of Alex Preddy, an individual that was caught on camera kicking at ICE vehicles, spitting at their vehicles, et cetera, et cetera. Now, with regard to Alex Preddy, let's make sure we're clear. Two separate incidences. When he was spitting at the ICE vehicle and he kicked out the taillight or whatever it was, that was a separate incident from when he ultimately ended up getting shot. When he got shot, that was like 11 days later, just to be clear. But I think all of us will agree he didn't deserve to get shot 10 times by ICE agents, which is exactly what ended up happening. Trump administration claimed both victims were domestic terrorists intent on killing ICE agents, despite widespread video evidence purportedly refusing those claims. And why is all of that relevant? Because heightened sensitivity has taken fold, and so has the venom. The venom and hostility between ICE agents and a lot of citizens out there, a lot of American citizens, I might add, it's just fomenting and it's grown and it's reaching, it's wreaking unthought of escalations, to say the least. And now we're hearing that ICE is going to be at the Super Bowl. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a disaster. It's a disaster in the making. Because let me tell you something right now, Bad Bunny is scheduled to perform at halftime during the Super Bowl. The man just won 3 Grammys on Sunday night. Okay? And if I remember correctly, it was a Spanish album. And that's never happened in Grammy history until Sunday night. And we saw what he said when he was sitting there talking that he was accepting, you know, one of his Grammys. And he said before he was going to say thank God or anything, he wanted to say ICE out, and ended up getting a standing ovation, reminding everybody, you know, that individuals who may not be American citizens, individuals who may have crossed our borders illegally, they're still human beings. They're not animals. They're not savages, to quote Bad Bunny. They're human beings, and we got to remember that. And all of those things are true. My point in having this discussion with y'all right now is that we need to make sure we make a concerted, collective effort over the days leading into the Super Bowl to make sure that the Trump administration understands that this is going to be extremely to their detriment if they show up at the Super Bowl and ruin everything. I mean, think about this for a second. You're basically sitting up there and saying, if you don't look like an American citizen, because of whatever interpretation that we may have. We have the license to stop you, to check your ID, to wonder whether or not you're an American citizen, and to interrupt the proceedings, per se, for the biggest sport event in America. You're talking about 100 million plus people scheduled to watch the Super Bowl. You're talking about tens of thousands of people showing up to Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, California. And just imagine if you're trying to go there just to enjoy the Super Bowl, knowing that Bad Bunny is going to perform and you're looking forward to the halftime show. And because of that, ICE decides that, you know what, immigration, customs, and enforcement, we just decide we're just going to show up and just basically mess with everybody. Because it's not just potential migrants that you may interrupt or make uncomfortable. What about the American citizens looking to enjoy the Super Bowl? This is what's going on right here. Y'all thought it was bad in the streets of Minnesota. What you think it's going to be like in Santa Clara and you trying to go to a Super Bowl and ICE agents are stopping people outside of Levi's Stadium? What you think that's going to look like? That's not going to be good. That's not going to be good at all. And everybody needs to understand that. But in order to understand it, you also have to understand what's been going on right now. With Renee Good, with Alex Pretty already killed. Before then, when it was announced by the National Football League that Bad Bunny would be performing at halftime, it was only in the immediate aftermath of that that Kristi Noem, Department of Homeland Security, Secretary for the Department of Homeland Security, goes on some right-wing station or outlet and said that ICE would be all over the Super Bowl. The President, Trump, followed subsequently by claiming at the time that he had never heard of Bad Bunny, who obviously was very, very critical of him, and said recently that he would not be attending the game. He called Bad Bunny and Green Day, who will play the game's pre-show, and are both longtime critics of the president. He called them terrible. But the Santa Clara mayor spoke up. She said, quote, "We're excited about Bad Bunny. Apparently the president isn't. And we also have Green Day. It's entertainment. It's a show. It's great music. We should be celebrating that we are hosting one of the largest, if not the largest, event on the planet. Instead, we're talking about the installation of fear in our community. It's brought real fear." Now, where I get upset, and I want to be very, very clear, and I'm not trying to point the finger of blame or whatever. I'm just connecting the dots. I want my team to listen to me and what I'm having to say. I got my girl Solange right here. My communications work right next to me, okay? And she doesn't even know what I'm going to say, but I'm going to say it. Because it needs to be said. This is what I mean by when I say calming the waters, negotiating, talking with one another instead of at one another, not insulting people and really stoking agitation and exacerbation to the point where somebody is all about getting at you. I am not absolving Trump and his pettiness. What I'm saying is to leave that to people like us. Anybody with a microphone that's in the media and beyond, let them do that. But you as politicians, you got to talk with one another. Because here's the problem. Gavin Newsom, and I'm not blaming him, because remember, Bad Bunny being announced as a halftime show was long before Gavin Newsom went over to Switzerland and was talking about Trump on that world stage. But he did it. So if you try to interrupt and inconvenience Trump, what you think Trump going to try to do to you? Again, I'm not saying that he wasn't going to do it anyway. Because the classlessness and the pettiness and the vengeance tour that he's been on, courtesy of everybody, from Letitia James to Jack Smith to James Comey, to John Bolton, to Don Lemon, courtesy of all of that stuff. Clearly, he's on a revenge tour. We got it. And calling Gavin Newsom new scum. Gavin Newsom is not wrong for speaking his mind and speaking out against the president. But when you went over to Switzerland, that was a couple of weeks before the damn Super Bowl. And so now the Super Bowl is coming to the state of California. It's here this Sunday night. And maybe I'm wrong, but is it far-fetched to believe that this president would be petty enough to cause that kind of distraction? To interrupt the proceedings? Not just because of Gavin Newsom. How many times have I had to remind y'all that Donald Trump wanted to buy the Buffalo Bills in 2014? And Donald Trump reportedly had about $1.1 billion, and the price tag was $1.4 billion. And Donald Trump said to yours truly, quote, if them motherfuckers get in my way and prevent me from buying the Buffalo Bills, I'm going to get them all back, Stephen A. I'm going to run for president. If there's an inconvenience to the NFL, you think he's going to feel guilty about it? And some of those owners are his friends. You think he's going to care? He might not. You think he's going to care about Gavin Newsom, particularly after Switzerland? He might or might not. All I'm telling us, all of us, is to brace ourselves because we don't know what this man is going to do this Sunday. We don't know what he's going to instruct Kristi Noem to do. We don't know what she's going to instruct ICE to do. We don't know what he's going to instruct Tom Homan to do. We don't know. And to be quite honest with you, it's very scary. Because for the biggest sporting event of the year, you don't need this kind of stuff. You don't need chaos. You're looking forward to enjoying it. To enjoying the festivities. To enjoying the event. And all these little elements, these details that they're giving out, and they're saying, hey, you know what? Not only is Bad Bunny going to perform, but he's going to perform in Spanish. You're going to have Trump folks hating about that. And most of us love it. He's not going to care. Unless we show him there's a price to pay for that. Because you see, something else happened in the news recently. And in case you didn't know, there's a special election to replace a state Senate seat in a district near Fort Worth, Texas. And according to this article in the Wall Street Journal, it's got Republicans, quote unquote, sweating. It's a district that supported President Trump by a 17-point margin for the 2024 election. Yet it elected Democrat Taylor Emmett with a 14-point margin. Called a shocking swing in a traditionally deep red area. That's a 31-point swing. Yeah, that's a launch. It's 31 points. 31 points. 17-point margin for Trump. And now it goes to a Democrat by a 14-point margin. In a red state, you know what that got me thinking about? Jasmine Crockett's got a chance. Representative Jasmine Crockett's got a chance. She may be smelling blood in shark-infested waters because of what Trump has been doing and how it's turned folks. This is the Wall Street Journal. This is a publication owned by Rupert Murdoch and those boys. This is something, publication widely read and embraced with credibility by Republicans, not just Democrats. And what does the article say? Because Saturday's election was to replace an open seat in a year when the part-time Texas legislature doesn't meet at all. Remmett will have to face his GOP opponent, I can't even pronounce this name. I ain't going to even try to doubt. For a do-over in November. The race is fresh evidence for Democrats that the national mood has turned against Trump ahead of midterm elections that will determine the Senate and the House majorities for the rest of his term. It follows several other recent victories for Democrats, including flipping the Virginia governor's seat. Republicans will be trying to hold on to their narrow majorities in the House and the Senate. The race gives additional momentum to Democrats who are already seen as narrow favorites to take over the House and have a possible, though more difficult, path to reclaiming the Senate. A Wall Street Journal poll last month gave Democrats a 5-point lead over Republicans when voters were asked which party they would vote for. It's because of ICE and what's been happening in the streets. So if Trump sends ICE to the Super Bowl, and dare we say chaos ensues outside Levi Stadium, on the streets surrounding that stadium, with the Super Bowl scheduled to take place, and you do something like that, yeah, it's going to be bad. There's no good that comes out of this. But it'll be even worse for the Republicans. And especially Trump. It's going to be a very, very interesting week. America, we want a thriving economy. We want safety in the streets. We want the jobless rate dissipating. We want the straws of capitalism stirring that cup every day. But you know what we want more than anything? Anything. Peace. And when you get in the way of that, somebody's going to pay. And I'm here to tell you right now, if the Trump administration sends ICE to the Super Bowl, there should be nothing that allows them to get away with that. There should be a hefty price paid if you send ICE to the Super Bowl to ruin everybody's Super Bowl week, Super Bowl weekend, and Super Bowl Sunday. Lines have already been crossed. That would be another. Let us be clear. That's all I got to say about it for now. I'll leave that alone. Next time y'all see me, I will be live from San Francisco for Super Bowl week. Until then, peace and love.